Rick Carty, administrator for the Rib Lake School District.
This is a report for the school board meeting held on Thursday, July 9th.
What transpired there, Rick?
Well, under the administrator's report, the school board heard reports on nursing services and community education from school nurse and community education coordinator Judy LeMaster. Judy highlighted the growth in enrollment in the community ed program last year. She also reviewed the nursing services offered to district families last school year and gave an update on the information from the Department of Public Instruction concerning nurses' services for the upcoming school year. The board also heard an update on the 2021 school year. Like most schools locally, May and June were spent reviewing the virtual education spring programming and planning for a return if needed. The district is currently putting an emphasis on planning for on-site programming with the hopes of returning to the school in the fall. As a district, we feel that we are small enough to make social distancing at school feasible. As part of the planning process, the district has done the following things. Worked closely with the Taylor County Health Department to gain guidance into best practices. Continued to learn as much as possible from the return to school guidance from CDC, the state, and WIA. Holding regular meetings on transportation, administrative services, food services, nursing, custodial, and technology to prepare for a possible return. Reviewed protocols, procedures, and policies for needed updates. Explored how to set up an at-home option for parents who are not comfortable sending their students to school. Updated technology to allow students pre-K-2 to have an iPad and 312, a Chromebook, if needed. The board also approved a survey concerning school start that was sent to parents last week to assist district with planning up the planning process. The board also set a date of July 28th at 5 p.m. for the board to meet again to plan for the fall. The school board also approved allowing athletes to have their scheduled contact days in July, with all WIA guidance being followed as part of this approval. In new business, the board approved moving to standard space grading at the elementary school. Rib Lake Elementary School has been working in both traditional grading and standards-based reporting for the last few years. The new system will eliminate traditional letter grades and report student competencies in each of the curricular areas. The notification of academic standards used by the district was approved. By statute, the district must have the board approve and publish the academic standards being used for the upcoming school year. The standards are unchanged from the last school year. The board heard a presentation on the revised middle school, high school athletic code. Athletic Director Mike Woody and a committee of coaches and parents worked this summer to update the district's athletic code. The board approved support staff compensation raise of 25 cents an hour. This concludes the report on the Rib Lake School Board meeting for July 9th. The next board meeting will be a special meeting on July 28th to discuss school start. The Rib Lake High School graduation ceremony is tentatively planned for August 8th at 1 p.m. We are currently in the planning process, and we will be working closely with Taylor County Health Department to make this ceremony feasible and a good experience for the family.
Our thanks to Rib Lake School District Administrator Rick Carty.